listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Wow, we're back at it. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for this new season. Boy, this is now, it's actually season four, but we're calling it season three. But anyway, we are so happy to have you in the community, in the collective consciousness, joining everyone together in the Wisdom of the Ancient series. This series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once practiced, knowledge, wisdom, not only from our own planet, but also from other worlds, galaxies, and dimensions too. And we are continuing the theme of vessels of love, light, and service for this particular series. So opening our hearts, may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us, so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. So we call on the ancient ones and all the beings that are here to support us, that have brought us here together today, and for the entire series to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Leon Zonimnyari is a 21st century philosopher, professional name analyst, and author of Name Reality. Name Reality is a result of the author's relentless quest in search for answers to life itself. There's nothing more important or fascinating to each individual than his or her own personal life. There is not one human being who would not master his own individual life if he or she could. From an early age, Leon questioned our very existence. A sequence of events prompted Leon to discover his past, which led him to his first spiritual mentor, who took him way beyond past lives and the physical frequencies of this planet. Soon after, his second mentor, also at oracle level, advanced his learning of energy and vibration linked to healing. Leon's third mentor, a homeopathic intuitive doctor, completed the circle of knowledge. In 2010, Leon diverged down a specific scientific path, linking energy and vibration to one's names that changed his life forever. This documented system was originally used in ancient times by enlightened families to name their children for a prosperous, happy, and healthy life. When you see for yourself how accurate this system is, you will understand why it has been kept under wraps. And I think Leon's going to share that with us in a little while. So welcome, Leon. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Ian. Thank you very, very much for inviting me back on your show. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I just love listening to you. You're just such a great host. It's so much fun coming on here with you.
Well, thank you very much. My intention and my place really is to be of service to the community. So everyone knows that everyone who comes on the show, all the speakers who come on the show, they have been appointed by the divine to be here so that we can all be of service to the community. So
exactly.
Again, it's my pleasure to have you here. But I want to let everyone know, Leon, that today you're going to be talking about name reality, changing your name, changing your life, and really understanding, helping people understand what an impact their names have on their lives. So everyone today on the call, you'll actually hear how your names influence the way you live your life. You'll actually understand why the past happened the way it did and why some years are better than others. And I think most of us are also very excited to hear how to be better prepared, what the future is going to bring. But we're also going to learn how your name is something that accelerates or hinders your acceleration process. So that's something that I personally am very eager to find out. So it's going to be a very intriguing call. Leon's going to share with us a little bit about George Clooney and Anne Hathaway. He'll take us through their charts, their name charts, and he'll share with us how this ancient system has been used by enlightened families and even royalty. Now, you will have the opportunity to ask Leon questions, but I wanted to set the stage, and I'll say this again later on for people who join a little later. Name reality involves the combination, the full combination of all your given names and even your past names, as well as your birthday and your birth date. So we won't be able to give personal individualized readings today, but you'll certainly walk away from this with more knowledge on the subject than you had before. And also you'll have the opportunity to work with Leon personally to go through the name analysis process if you feel led to. And I've personally had a name analysis with Leon, and I'll talk about that in a little while, but I don't like to do all the talking. So let me start, Leon, by handing the mic over to you. And just if you wouldn't mind giving people a little bit of a history around where name analysis originated.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, because your title of your show, The Ancient Wisdom, well, this is exactly what it's all about. This name system, it's been kicking around for thousands of years, and it is documented. So let's start by going back about 10,000 years ago. There was a hieratic papyrus that was discovered in Egypt, and it's actually now stored in the Louvre Library in Paris. And a translation was done about 125 years ago, and it's actually known as the Book of the Master of the Secret House. So this system is documented 10,000 years ago that we actually know of. Going a little bit more closer towards modern times, we can go 3,000 years ago, and this system was widely used in China, and it's also documented in the Chinese Way of Life. It's also very much connected with the I Ching as well, because when I go further into how the system works, you'll understand more. But it's also heavily documented in the Indian Vedas and also the Hebrew Kabbalists. So there's a deep, deep history as far as the ancients are concerned. And for me, I mean, lots of people say, oh, well, we were cavemen and we went through the Stone Age, the Iron Age, and we've been getting stronger and wiser. Actually, I think that in hundreds and thousands of years back, I think we were a lot more awake then in certain eras, in certain time frames, than what we are now. And I feel that the actual period that we're going through right now is a massive ascension for anybody who is ready to expand their mind. So, history, if I go more up to speed, and how I got involved in this a little bit, in 1929, there was a book written by two sisters, Violeta and Elverita Park Boyle, from the Chicago area. And their book was titled The Fundamental Principles of the Yi King Tao, the Kabbalahs of Egypt, and the Hebrews. Well, both Violeta and her sister Elverita, they devoted their lives to the study of all the different name systems out there. Of course, there are lots of name systems. And they have lots of stuff that you can find on the internet that goes back from the early 1900s, lots of copyright research and work. And they came across this particular system, and this is the one that they stuck with because it literally blew them away, like it's blown me away, and it blows other people away that I talk to as well. So they actually produced a book on this, and this is obviously where I based all of my research and all of my work. Unfortunately, they produced this book in 1929. There was reprints in the early 30s. And then the Second World War came along, which, of course, disrupts a lot of things in daily life. And soon after the Second World War, both the sisters passed away. They were in their late 70s. And their work kind of faded into obscurity a little bit again. But there was a guy in England called Lawrence Paik, and he came across one of their books. And he actually became a well-known name analyst in England in the late 1980s, the 90s. Unfortunately, Lawrence passed away a few years ago, so he's no longer here with us analyzing people's names using this incredible system. But he's probably best known for changing the name of a young girl called Laura Hollins. She was a very, very pretty girl. She was a model. She was already signed with a top model agency in London called Models One. And in 2006, she just wasn't getting any work. She wasn't getting the bookings. So she heard about Lawrence Paik, and she went to him, and he designed a new name for her, and she legally changed her name from Laura Hollins to Agnes Dean. 1 year later, from the time that she actually changed her names, she became Model of the Year. She was voted Model of the Year in 2007. She became the face of Armani, the face of Burberry. Now, she was still with the same agency. She had the same hairstyle, the same makeup. Nothing changed about her except for her names. And her whole life just skyrocketed. That's a little bit of an extreme example, but nonetheless, if you look through some of the reviews that are on the page that you produce for me, thank you, Ian. There's a lot of reviews there from people who've had similar types of experiences through having a name change. So, yeah, history, this is all about the ancients, and that's why I love coming on your show, because what we're doing here is ancient stuff, but very, very powerful, very powerful. So.
Yeah, so, you know, when we're born, we're given a name, and, you know, I guess I don't want to go too far down a tangent, because, you know, is that name that we're given, is, you know, when our parents choose our name, are they really the ones choosing our name, you know, or
well,
are we...
that's a very good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I mean, going a little bit deeper here, in actual fact, because legal documented names have been made law around the world, in England it started about 500 years ago during the time of Henry VIII. In France and parts of Europe it became law about 1,000 years ago. And in China, the history is a little bit vague, but they reckon between 2,000 and 3,000 years ago people were actually having legal documented names. Well, when you actually document something, whatever is documented here on planet Earth also gets documented back home in the Akashic records, the halls of records. So because names have now been a part of our life for quite some time now, in actual fact, when you are actually born, the names are already there in place. They're already attached to that baby that's in the womb. So even before you come here and you're back home, let's call it heaven, and you say to the archangels and the ascended masters, hey guys, I want to go back down to planet Earth, have another physical and emotional experience. They say, sure, there's 10 babies going to be born within your soul group in the next year. Which one do you want? Take your pick. You can get a little preview, see what the, you know, options are. And if you want to, you can actually see the names that are already attached to that actual baby and how the names will influence a lot of things throughout the life, the personality, the character, the virtues, the vices, areas of mental, physical health, for better or for worse. And when you are inside the womb, when your soul is bonding with this baby inside the womb, you're sending little subliminal messages to your mother. Hey, Mum, call me Amy. Amy, I want to be called Amy. So your mother suddenly says, hey, you know, I like the name Amy. Or you might send messages to your father. Call me Amy. And then when it comes time to doing your birth certificate, I'll go, okay, A-M-I. And you're like, no. I wanted A-M-Y or A-M-I-E. Or A-M-I-E-E or A-M-E-Y. They all sound the same.
What I was asking you, Leon, before you dropped off, is now that people know that there is a possibility to change their life in a dramatic, positive fashion, of course, those are relative terms, but you can literally change the trajectory of your life and the outcome of your life for the good. So...
Yeah.
How does the system work that you can do that by merely changing kind of the letters of your name? And of course, that's simplistic. You're not just changing the letters, but how does it work energetically?
Sure. Well, just so people realize that this is not about everybody having to change their names. So you got the numbers. Approximately 10% of people have a really good, fantastic, brilliant, strong set of names with a really powerful events chart. They don't need to, as you'll see with George Clooney when we do the little demonstration. 40% have names which are very good. They don't need to make a name change, but if they have the name analysis, they can see where the highs and the lows are coming from, and then they can make little adjustments. The other 40% have names that are really not very good, and they could really do with a little name change or a name modification, changing the way you spell a name or playing with middle names you don't very often use. And unfortunately, there's about 10% that have names that really are creating some serious havoc. But the actual system, well, from birth, you're given documented names, they do create a blueprint. And this blueprint, it shapes and defines your character, your personality, your virtues, your vices, and both areas of mental and physical health, for better or for worse. Now, this is a two-part system. The second part of this system is really more amazing for a lot of people. This is how individual letters from each of your names, they rotate in a specific sequence every year of your life. And we can create a lifelong chart, which, again, you'll see when we get to doing the little overview of George Clooney and Anne Hathaway. And some of these letters are positive, some of these letters are a little bit negative, some are very negative, some are in between. It's all about the combination. It's all about, first of all, the combination of all of your names, which is perhaps your first name, middle name, your surname you get from your father. We include the maiden surname of your mother, as they do in some countries, and it's also documented on your birth certificate. We include your birthday, and then, of course, if you get married, then you're adding more names into the existing mix. Just because you get married and you change your name from Jane Smith to Jane Brown doesn't mean to say you've taken away the Smith. No, you haven't. The Smith is still there. You've added Brown into the mix. So it's all about the balance, and obviously this is why I can't do little live mini readings, because there's so many calculations involved. And actually, to do a whole name analysis takes me several hours, as you know, from the one I did for you. But think of it as a piano. Think of a piano. You can take any one finger and you can press anywhere on a piano. It sounds pretty good. Some are a little bit sweeter than others, but any one finger sounds good. It's when you take two or three fingers, and especially two hands, and you have to press several keys at the same time, that's when it's very important you get those fingers in the right position. If one finger is out just a little bit, sure, it still sounds good, but someone who knows their music would say, just slightly fluffed a note there or slightly off key. If you get three or four fingers in the wrong place, you start to make a horrible noise, where your names apply a similar action. Yeah, exactly. So that gives you a little introduction as to the basics on how it works. It's about the combination. It's not about one name. It's not about one letter. It's the combination. Just like tuning a piano. And once the piano is tuned, you then have the option of playing a happy, happy song or playing a song that's a little bit, you know, dull and dreary. Your names work on the same principle. And the great thing is we have the system, this ancient system that the ancients were using hundreds and thousands of years ago. And they literally used it to name their children for a healthy, happy life. And it's even known in the Hebrew Kabbalahs, if people were going through difficult, stressful times, physical health, mental health, because all these areas are covered within this system, they would change their names. Now, obviously, some people had the system and maybe some didn't, but some people would literally just change their names just on the hope that it would actually make a difference. And very often it would. And it sounds a little bit wacky, a little bit crazy. You know, change your name, change your life. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Yes, yes, it is real. And hundreds and if not thousands of people, especially if you go back in history, have actually done exactly that. So if your life is not going the way you'd hoped and planned, or if you go through these phases where you have a few good years and then you go into this dip again and all the bad stuff starts happening around you, very often it's the resonance of your names. It's the vibration created from ancient symbols. These ancient symbols are now letters of the alphabet, and they reflect upon the human body when they are documented. Like I was saying before, my power went out and my internet dropped. It's all about the documentation, and what happens on planet Earth is documented in the Akashic Records. So your birth certificate is documented in the Akashic Records. That's the stamp, that's the seal saying, hey, these are your names that you go by. And then if you get married and you have a marriage certificate, or divorced and a divorce certificate, or if you change your name, you get a certificate. It's documented here on planet Earth, and it's documented back home, which confirms to the universe, hey guys, this is what I really want. I'm documenting it in the Akashic Records. So yeah, it's when you really get into it, it's powerful, powerful stuff. And
so let me ask you this. I think we should get into the George Clooney and the Anne Hathaway in a couple of minutes, Leon. But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I'm a single man and, you know, I don't have children and, you know, a wife, for example, you know, all my kids that go to school, you know, it's pretty easy for me to change my name. If I have a session with you and I find out that I'm in, you know, the bottom 10% or the bottom 40%, so the bottom 50% basically, and I say bottom, but, you know, that percentage of people who are challenged by their name, and you say, you know, Ian, if you made a couple of changes, if you changed your name, your life would be dramatically different. Your health will be different. Maybe your prosperity, and we can talk about abundance later as well, mm-hmm. Leon, but you would have dramatic changes. Now, what would you say to people who are more, and I say, you know, tied to their name, right? Who maybe perceive less able to change their names. Can they change their, just like their first name, or does it have to be the whole thing?
Well, first of all, the best way to really do this is to start with a full documented name analysis, so that we can actually see exactly what you've got going on. We can see what the balance is of the combination of all of your names. So we can see, first of all, how well is your piano tuned? And then we can then look at your events chart, which is the music that you play every year of your life. And we can look at the tune and say, well, hey, this tune, some years it's, you know, pretty good, but there's other years where you go into these massive dips because some of these letters are the negative ones, which are really draining you and sucking the life out of you and bringing negative events into your life. So it starts with a name analysis, with the exception there are some people that just come and say, hey, you know what? I've never liked my names. I don't know why my mother called me this or my father called me. Some people don't like their names. I never liked my name when I was a kid. In fact, if ever I, you know, got in with a new group of girls when I was a teenager, I would just make up a name. I'd make up a name. Well, not my first name. I was always happy with my first name, but I would make up a surname. And a lot of people don't like their names. I get this frequently. So there are some people say, no, I'm just ready. I'm just ready to do it. You know, so we go straight into a name change. But generally, we do the name analysis first because we want to keep all your strengths. We want to keep all your strong points. We don't want to take anything away that you've got except for some of the negatives, and then introduce maybe a little bit of positive energy that you don't have to make you a little bit more kind and loving and compassionate, or maybe to bring in more business skills to make you more business minded and business headed if you want to get ahead, you know, with your job or business. So it's all about the fine tuning. Some people come in and say, I don't care what you do, but I want to keep my first name, or I want to keep my last name, or I want to keep my first name and my last name. And that is absolutely fine, because you have to love your names. This is not a system where I give you a list of 10 names and say, take your pick, they're all good. And you go, Mary Jo Smith. Well, I don't really like it, but if Leon says it's good, I guess I'll do it. No, it doesn't work that way. This is about you as an individual. We're all individuals, and you have to be really involved in this. And this is why it is quite time consuming, because we've got to bounce all these ideas back and forth until we come up with a really great combination that, number one, you have to absolutely adore these new names and go, yes, this is it. I feel so good. It's just, I can already sense this vibration. This is the one. And if I can say, you know what? I will sign off on that one because that is really, really good. It's keeping all your strengths. It's getting rid of some of your weaknesses. It's bringing in some new energy. It's giving you a great events chart that's going to help to clear the pathway so that you can ascend in life. I mean, it's what it's all about. It's about getting ahead. It's about making improvements and going through your life, fulfilling the destiny that you were destined for. And
with expanded consciousness. And you were going to, I don't like to interrupt, but I wanted to, because
no,
I want,
fine,
you said, changing your name, you could bring in additional virtues and values of kindness, being more loving. And then you also mentioned, you know, for example, business skills. So, you know, to the community, those things are really important because we are seeking to really evolve and become more in unity consciousness, and we're seeking to raise our vibration and our frequency so we can truly become greater vessels of love and peace and service.
Oh, sure.
And
everybody listening in is on a journey right now, and it's a journey to ascend and get in touch with your higher self and fulfill what you were destined to do. I agree totally, Ian. Yes, 100%. And sorry, because now I'm butting in. Carry on, please carry on.
No, so I just wanted you to confirm or maybe reiterate, because I think it bears repeating, that, you know, if you are seeking to become a more patient, a kinder person, and maybe you're struggling with that in your life where, you know, you just find that bitterness, you know, or maybe some frustration kind of creeps into your life more than you would prefer, and you just clear that aspect of yourself by changing your name, for example, you telling us that you'd be able to, you know, achieve those greater qualities?
Yes, exactly. And there are no accidents on planet Earth. Sorry if I'm deviating a little bit here, but I'm not. There are no accidents on planet Earth. And the names that you have today, even if your names, you go through the name analysis, you go through the whole system and go, oh, yes, I can see exactly where all this turmoil, all this stress and worry and health issues, where they're all coming from. It's not an accident. It was part of your journey. You had to go through these negative experiences. But guess what? In the majority of countries around the world, you can do a legal name change. So it's also within your path that you can learn and discover. You can rise to higher levels, and you can actually live the life you really wanted to actually have in the first place. But you had to go through what you've gone through to this date. What's going to happen? In fact, there's a little cliche that I came up with, which is we create our own world as we go along by thoughts, decisions, and actions. And every moment today reflects upon your tomorrow. Well, I'm sure there's people listening in right now who are saying, yeah, I've had to deal with a lot of stuff. You know, I'm getting a bit tired. I'm getting a bit beaten up, and it's time for change. Well, this might be your opportunity, because I've been doing this for about 10 years. I mean, I have hundreds and hundreds of clients. I've analyzed thousands of names, and everybody says the same thing. Wow, this is incredible. Well, maybe this is now your time. This is your opportunity to actually say, well, you know what? Should I still be having my ex-husband's name? Is it working for me? Is it working against me? And the situation that I come up with very, very frequently, there are quite a few women out there who've been married two or three times, and they never reverted back to their maiden name. So when Mary Jo Smith becomes Mary Jo Brown, she doesn't give up the Smith. She hasn't erased it. It's still there. She adds Brown into the mix of the other names. If she then gets divorced but continues using the name Brown, and she then becomes Mrs. Jones, she gets married again, she's adding Jones into the mix of all the other names. And it goes on and goes on and goes on.
Sounds
so
like an out-of-tune
sometimes,
piano.
Yes, exactly. But it brings in so much mental confusion. I mean, there are 64 personalities using this system that divide the human race. 64 is a powerful number. 64 hexagrams in the I Ching, and there's lots of stuff in the I Ching that relates to this system again, just like with the Vedic astrology. All these systems, they're all intertwined, but some of them have got something really new and powerful to introduce. It's just like you can look at some of my reviews, and there's numerologists who've been doing numerology for years, and they say, wow, why didn't we know about this system? It goes so much deeper and pulls out some of the stuff that's just not discussed in other systems. And yeah, it is. And if you have, I mean, if your life is absolutely happy, 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 and everything is wonderful, and you've never had any serious problems you're really worried about, well, maybe you're one of the 10%, you know. But I'm sure there's someone within your family who maybe isn't going through that. Mental issues, you know, like bipolar, attention hyperactivity disorder. Sure, a lot of that is down to, you know, what you eat, drink, and breathe, but also your names can aggravate. They can aggravate many, many areas. I was out just last week, and some people say, well, what do you do? And I said, I'm a name analyst. And, oh, so what can you tell me about me? I said, well, I've got a little bit of time here. So give me a pen and paper. I'll just give you a quick overview. And I said, the first thing I said was, you've got to be very, very careful with your health as far as your breathing apparatus is concerned. The wife unbuttoned the guy's shirt and said, you're dead right. Look at this. He had to have lung surgery 3 years ago. You know, so wow. It's incredible what this system brings up. And it still blows me away, you know, that I'm talking to a complete stranger. All my clients, they're all complete strangers. And I'm telling them stuff about their entire life from birth to the present day and then what's projected for the future. And they're always blown away. Now, the great thing that I like about the system is when it's talking about projections for the future, it's not saying, oh, at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you're going to meet a tall, dark stranger, get married, have 2.4 children, a dog, a station wagon with wood down the side and a picket fence. No. This is a long-range weather forecast. So it gives you just enough information that you can make some little adjustments or you can be prepared. It really is powerful stuff. And like I said, everybody's always blown away. And, yeah, there's a good chance that at least half the people listening in fall into that category where they could really benefit from a name change or a name modification, because it's about you. If you love your first name and you want to keep it, if you love your last name and you want to keep it, hey, I can work with you on that. We play around with middle names, maybe initials even sometimes. You know, it's about coming up with that balance. I am your piano tuner, and then together. We then create this beautiful song that you're going to play for the rest of your life.
So, beautiful. Yeah. And I love, you know, that you highlighted the fact that, you know, this will reveal all sorts of aspects or events, including down to health. You know, so it's all encompassing. You know, maybe it's a great time now, Leon, for us to spend. I would say we don't want to spend too much time because we do have Q&A coming up. We want to take some live callers. So *2 to raise your hand, everyone. So if you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Leon a question. Again, you won't be able to get an analysis per se, but you'll certainly be able to get some advice. And then for the people that are joining via the webcast, if you are on the webcast page, then you can take a look. There's two buttons underneath the photograph, Leon's photograph. You know, the offer button, of course, that we'll get to in a little while. But we want to show you George Clooney's analysis and Anne Hathaway's analysis. So, you know, Leon, if we can just give people a sense, you know, take people through, I would say, high level and just really focus on some of the key aspects of these charts. So we don't go too long. There will be people who will not be able to see this because they're not online. So they'll just be listening.
Okay. Okay, and obviously after the show, those people can go online. They can actually see the information that is there, and it will start to kind of make sense. And there's also a very short version of the meaning of the letters from A to Z, which is very, very good, because you can say, well, I've got those letters in my name, and they're not very good, or oh, I've got these letters, and they're great. I mean, like with Ian Shelley, you fall into that category. You don't really need a name change, because you've got the I that makes you intuitive and emotionally sensitive, kind. You have the N, which is for love, loving conditions. And then with the Shelley, you've got the L's, double L's, which bring 6 years of advancement into your life. And then the Y comes soon after that, and the Y represents 7 years of success. So just straight off the bat with those two names, you've got some good positive letters there that are giving you this invisible helping hand that helps to clear the pathway. So when they see a little bit about George Clooney and they see a little bit about Anne Hathaway, and if you can't see it, please do get online, go to the page, and what I'm going to quickly run through will come back and you'll remember it. It's very, very powerful stuff. So let's start with George Clooney, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, great. Assuming that everyone has got to that information, the first page is just sort of general information again about the system. So if you scroll down to the second page, you'll see that it has George, 39/24, Timothy, 38/34, Clooney, 35/28, Warren, which is his mother's maiden name, 34/38, date of birth, 6th of May, 1961. I'm not going to go through all the information there, but I can tell you straight off the bat that George, he's a lovely guy. He's got a nice balance of personalities, so his piano is nicely tuned. He's a sweetheart. He's a really cool guy, but he's also got a good business head as well. He's a smart guy, and that just comes from these 64 personalities. Each of your names is two of those personalities, and there's actually a whole page of information for every one of these 64 personalities. What I've done here is just highlighted just a few little points to give you a general idea how it works. But obviously, you can gather that if there's two pages of information just for each of your names, how difficult it is to try and give someone a quick little reading live on the show, because so much information and so many calculations involved. But George Timothy Clooney, mother's maiden name Warren, born on the 6th, a really cool guy, nice guy, smart, intelligent, kind, loving. He is the real deal. Okay. If you go to the second part of the system, this events chart, you'll see that there are some letters which are very positive, some letters are in between, and some letters are just not particularly good. Well, for the most of George's letters are pretty good. Now, if you can look at the chart, you'll see that the chart, it shows a calendar year, but it actually goes from birthday to birthday by age. You'll see that throughout his teens and his early days, there were no green, because I highlight the positive letters green, the not so positive, sometimes negative, red, and the in-between ones blue. You'll see that there's no real green letters there in any abundance in that first part of the chart from birth to age 24. But if you then go down to the second tier where it shows from age 25 to age 49, you'll see that in 1988, the G from the George returns back into his chart. The G is there, which is for gains in all areas of his life, especially when he's making decisions. You'll also see the E's are there, adding extremes, so extremes to the gains. Before that, you'll see that there was just the H, which can be striving to get ahead, but can also be stress. So he was going through extreme stress when he was 25, 26. And if you check out his history, which is readily available on the internet these days, yeah, the guy was a struggling actor. He was really trying hard, wasn't making any progress. But in 1988, things suddenly changed. The G came into his chart for gains. And also, from his names and personalities, then you'll see that from the name George, that contacts will advance your work prospects, often through influential women. Well, in 1988, he went for an audition for the Roseanne show. Well, Roseanne owns the show, and she personally said, "I want George." So there's a influential woman who comes into his life who advances his prospects in exactly the same year that the G came into his chart. The next wow. year, when he was 28, you can see the G is there. It runs for 7 years. Also, from Clooney, age 28, in 1989, the Y from the Clooney comes in. So he's now got the green letter G for gains and the Y for success. And then when he's 29, the green letter N comes in for love, loving conditions. Can be just loving life. It can be you in love with someone, someone in love with you, but it can be just loving life. Well, obviously, we know that he got on Roseanne and things were just like going really, really good for him. If you move forward just a little bit, go a bit further on to 1994. This was the big one for George. Mm. 1994, he got cast as Doug Ross in ER. When all of the letters in his chart were positive, the G for gains, he had two Y's. He had the Y from the Timothy and the Y from the Clooney.
Yeah.
And he also had the N for love, loving, I mean, his names were just off the charts.
Yeah.
His events chart was bringing this little influence in to just open doors and make things happen. Now, if you go a bit further forward, you say, oh, yeah, but then you know, some of these positive letters, they drift away. But by this time, if you're talking about when George was in his late 40s, the green positive letters started to drift away. But this guy has built an empire for himself. And as long as he doesn't do anything stupid, which he shouldn't do because he's got balanced personalities, he can ride on the crest of a wave. And that's exactly what he did. He rode on the crest of the wave, but he also had some letters there like the O from the Clooney, which is for peace, tranquility, brings stability into his life. So even though there weren't these G's and these Y's and P's, these very powerful letters that bring success, he was not in negative letters at all. Then George was the one who said, me? Getting married, get out of here. Ain't gonna happen. Well, 2014, look at his chart. The N from the Clooney comes back into his chart. The N is for love, loving conditions. Oh, George suddenly does decide to get married. And then halfway through that cycle of 5 years of N's, when it's at its highest peak in the middle of the N's, he has twins. So I rest my case. These charts, they do
for those
lie. Yeah.
Yeah, so for those people who are following along, you would place the letters of their names, their existing names initially, and you would create one of these charts that literally maps out your life from the moment or the year you were born through the age of 99, and then
everybody gets a chart through to age 99. There's nothing here psychic or intuitive. Oh, is that when I'm going to die? No, far from it. Everyone gets a 99-year chart. Yeah.
Mm. And so then also there's certain colors that are assigned, and they all have different meanings. So there's a lot of analysis that goes into this that you would provide the client. So why don't we do this? I know we were going to do Anne Hathaway, but I think it's probably the right time now, Leon, to go through your services so people can actually get a better sense of what they would receive and what the process is like if they work with you. So before you go through the page, let me tell everyone how to follow along visually. So if you're on the interview page, everyone, the orange special offer, please go ahead.
If I could just interject just one little quick thing, I'm sorry to butt in. When people have the time, please do look at the Anne Hathaway one because it shows her life and her teenage years were extremely turbulent. I mean, we're talking about on the verge of a nervous breakdown, which she openly admits. But then when she came into the positive letters again, her life turned around. So when you get time, please do look at the pages for George Clooney and for Anne Hathaway, and you'll start to understand a little bit more how incredibly accurate this system is and how that could be reflecting upon your life. Sorry to butt in, Ian. Please do carry on.
Yeah, not at all. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange special offer button underneath Leon's photograph, and you'll be taken to the page, and you'll see change your name, change your life. And if you're not on the webinar page, you would type in WOTA Summit. That's WOTASummit.com. It's all lowercase, / the letter S, the number 3, and then Leon, which is LYON. So it's WOTASummit.com/S3, and that's the number 3, Leon, LYON, and you can follow along visually. So, Leon, take us through your offer and the various services that you have on here.
Well, as you can see, there's lots of offers there. We've got a total of 6, I believe. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. 6, yep.
The first option is a full documented name analysis, and this is where I obviously send you a questionnaire, or actually Ian will probably send you a questionnaire automatically for you to complete with all of your history on your names from birth. Obviously, if you're a guy, it's usually quite straightforward. You know, it's first name, middle name, if you have one, last name, mother's maiden name, birthday. Obviously, with the ladies, very often they've been changing their names with marriage. And that then adds more factors in the mix. So what I do is I do all the calculations, and I send you a very, very big comprehensive file. This is all personalized just to you. Oh, and something which I didn't actually mention earlier is that the odds of two people having the same combinations of personalities, because there's 64 personalities and there's all these different names, you do the calculations, the odds of two people having the same combination is 1 in 200 billion. So this system is as accurate as your DNA and your fingerprints. You are totally unique. So you get the whole comprehensive file regarding all of your personalities. So you can go through that and highlight areas of your strengths and your weaknesses. And there's a voice recording, an MP3 that comes with that to just guide you through the first step of the actual name analysis, which is your personalities, virtues, vices, areas of mental and physical health. Then the second part is the events chart. And just the same as the chart for George Clooney, you get a lifetime chart from birth to age 99. You get all the A to Z, the full length version. What's on the George Clooney page is just a short little snip to give you an indication. So there's all the letters and the meanings and your chart. And again, it comes with my MP3 voice recording to guide you through the actual chart. So you get an idea of how it works and the meanings of the combination of all the letters in your chart. And then, of course, we have the follow-up consultation, which usually runs for at least an hour, sometimes more. It's all about going through your entire life. Well, as much as you want to go through. Of course, all client information is strictly confidential, but as much of the chart that you want to go through, we spend the time so you fully understand how everything has happened up until this present day. And then I give you guidance on the type of things which are coming for the years coming ahead. And it's a full documented name analysis for your entire life. It's a one-time thing. You don't have to come back to me for more readings. Well, if you want to change your name because you're thinking about getting married and taking your husband's name again, well, yeah, I would recommend you do, but you come to me one time. So that is the name analysis. Should we move on to the second option, Ian?
Yeah, let's do that. But here's my question. Here's my question. So this is really good because if someone, and a lot of people, mostly women, consider, should I take my husband's name? Should I keep my name? This would be, would this package be the package for that, or would there be another package that would be better suited for that?
Generally speaking, really starts with a personal name analysis, because obviously if you have the full name analysis with the follow-up consultation, you can ask me questions. And if you're thinking about marrying three different guys, you can give me all three of their names, and I can tell you straight away during that consultation, yeah, if you marry this one, great, but if you marry the other one, don't take his name. And if I can just interject a little bit of interesting information, in the Western world, you know, like England, USA, Australia, many parts of Europe, women are expected to take their husband's name. It's just the dumb thing, you know. But if you go to Central America, South America, China, there's millions of women, and it's completely the opposite. And if you say, oh, I'm getting married, and you say, oh, you're going to take your husband's name, it's like, no, why? Why would I do that? Why would I disrespect my heritage, my family? And yet, in the Western world, because humans, we do tend to follow, we very often follow without question. The actual point is, it's fairly much known that divorce rate in the Western world, it's about 50%, okay? But if you check the figures, you can go online, check the figures for divorce rate in Central America, South America, China, where women do not take their husband's names, the divorce rate's not 50%, it's not 40%, it's not 30%, it's not even 20%, it's as low as 5%. When you say your wedding vows in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, if you're thinking about taking your husband's name, you have no clue how that could reflect upon the years that come ahead. How often have you heard of couples happy together, living together for several years? They get married, tie the knot, and she takes his name. Sometimes within a matter of months, they're breaking up. Not always, not always. I have clients, there was one in particular, and she's actually been divorced for several years now, but she decided to keep the husband's name because of the kids. Kids were in school and so on. And I said to her, I said, yeah, you keep that name for another 3 years. The personality is not causing any disruption, and the events chart right now is in positive letters. So you keep it for another 3 years, decide what you want to do in the next 3 years, but do make the change in the next 3 years, even if you just revert back to your maiden name. But if you're going to revert back to your maiden name and have to get a new passport, new driver's license, change the name on your credit cards and your bank, why not come back to me and we'll do a little bit of fine tuning? You know, there's that middle name you never use. Well, let's just bring in something more vibrant with some more positive letters. So sorry if I'm rambling on a bit, Ian. Sorry.
No, it's all good. All right, let's move on to option two, the compatibility analysis.
Yeah, this is where, you know, perhaps, you know, yourself and your spouse, your partner, it is very often good to have two name analysis, because you could be going through a wonderful phase in your life and he's not. But if you are very, very close, you do tend to, you know, grab a bit of energy from one another. I, once again, not mentioning names, but I had a client, a lovely guy, the guy, oh, such a wonderful guy. We had wonderful conversations, and his events chart, well, his personalities were great, but his events chart was what I termed as a train wreck. 1 minute he was on track for a few years, and then oof, all of a sudden he gets derailed and he's off track. And he said, well, you know, life's not too bad. You know, I've been with my wife since high school, and, you know, things are pretty good. He said, yeah, I go through ups and downs and stress. I said, well, let me have a quick look at your wife's names. And she had this incredible chart. And sure enough, she was always in a good, well-paid position. She was basically the breadwinner of the family. So even when he was going through another, losing his job or the business he started failed, they still always had a roof over their head, food on the table. You know, so very often it's about the combination of both your names when you're in a close relationship. A close relationship, because one supports the other when you go through these dips and times. But also, it can be for your children. You might have a child that you get on with great, and your other child, you're always at loggerheads. There's always, what's, why is, why is it my little girl is so sweet and my boy is causing all this disruption in my life? It could be coming from the names. So the compatibility is where you get two full documented name analysis with all the documentation, the MP3 voice recordings. But we just do the one consultation where in that consultation, which usually runs for a lot more than an hour, we just talk about both of the names, and I also introduce the compatibility and show where you've got these things which are working for you or these things might be working against you, and sometimes just in specific years, because once again, it's a two-part system, and the chart can show where one person is going through a good phase and the other's not, or you might be both going through a bad phase, and when you're both going through a bad phase, beware, you need a big umbrella. A big umbrella, because thunderstorms are coming. So, yeah, that is the second option.
Okay.
The third option.
And then we got
business names. Yeah. Obviously, it starts from the core foundation, which is you, your personal names. Obviously, if your personal names are not good at all, then if it's a temporary thing for a few years or it's a permanent thing, then you're never going to really get ahead. But if you're in generally pretty good shape and you fall into the 50%, you know, that don't really need a name change, and you're starting a business, well, obviously it has to be a business that's been thought out. I mean, you can't start selling refrigerators to Eskimos. It ain't going to work. But if you have a fairly good business plan and you're coming up with names for your business, that's what I also specialize in. It's the actual name of the business or the corporation, the incorporated business. We also look at your website, you know, a .com or .net or .org, or how you're going to actually spell the actual wording on the website. So the business name, as documented, once again, is important, and your website is important. These numerically, they need to go towards the area of the business that you're in. For example, if you're in a smiley t-shirt business, then you need to have something that's fun and happy and sends a subliminal message. Well, hey, we're fun, we're having a great time. If you're into something which is more creative, then you need to have creative, artistic numerical numbers which relate to that, which again sends out a subliminal message. Hey, I'm creative, I'm artistic. And then when it comes to maybe your phone numbers or your Facebook page, you know, then we can also play around with that. So it brings in, hey, I'm business-like, yeah. I'm efficient, I'm on the ball. So, yeah, it's quite a lengthy process, but it's about the combination of the business names and the names related to it that you use for daily business to promote your business cards and so on.
Got it.
So
got
business
it.
Names.
Okay.
Baby names. Wow. Talk about a gift for life. You know, it's like, should you spell that baby's name Amy, A-M-I, A-M-Y, A-M-I-E, A-M-I-E-E? Which one? Well, that's what it's all about. Now, when it comes to baby names, I always go with the parents' wishes. I don't force you into, no, you can't have that name. That's terrible. It's all about coming up with a nice balance. And very often, you know, it's playing around with the middle name sometimes to bring in some really good positive letters to just give that invisible helping hand. The middle name that someone's probably not going to use on a regular basis, but it's there on the birth certificate, it's there on the documentation, and it helps to clear the pathway to make life a little bit easier. So baby names, yeah, that's one I get involved in quite a lot. But like I said, I work with the parents to come up with a combination that they are really, really happy with. Again, it's not me just giving you a list of 10 names and saying, hey, take your pick. And it's, oh, Mary Jo Smith. Oh. No, it doesn't work that way. But a great gift, a gift of life to clear that pathway. And like I said, there's no accidents on planet Earth. So if you come to me with the fact that you're pregnant, you're expecting a child, it's meant to happen, that we are meant to collide, we are meant to be together at the same time in this in this universe to create something that is going to bring out the best in life for your child. Powerful stuff. Option 5A, name change. The name change option is for those people who just, not really bothered about name analysis. I just need to change my name. I've never liked my names from the very get-go. I have it quite often. People just don't like their names. And obviously, if you don't like your names, do you think your names are going to work for you? No, of course they're not. So that is a full-on name change service where it is a lengthy process. We have to work together. Once again, I don't give you a list of 10 names and say, take your pick. We start bouncing ideas around back and forth, emails, phone calls, until we come up with a really nice combination that you absolutely love. And I'm happy to sign off and say, yes, this one is good. It is going to clear that pathway for you. It's going to open a few doors. Now, obviously, just because you change your name doesn't mean to say that you can buy a lottery ticket and you're going to win next week. We all know it doesn't work that way, but it clears a path and it allows you to push ahead. The laws of attraction are real, but your names might be creating speed bumps or potholes or distracting you, holding you up and blocking your process, maybe for just a couple of years, and then you get back into this good phase again and things start to go well. Name change for some people, yes, and it very often kicks in and it works fast. I mean, I've had people, as soon as we actually start the documentation, and they haven't even done the legal thing, just getting the documentation, they feel shifts, they feel changes, and good things just start to happen. Once again, look through the reviews. There's a lot of reviews there. Well, I say reviews, I should call them testimonials, and you'll notice that most of the people on there have proudly displayed their full names because they're proud of their new names. So the final option is the full package, where it's the full documented name analysis and the name change service all combined into one, which obviously if you book the two together, then there's a little bit of a reduction again on the price. So there you have six options. Have you ever had beautiful. So many options on one show, Ian?
No, this would be a first. This would be a first. Yeah. I mean, so I just want to bring this back down to, you know, if someone does this, you know, we're all, you know, spiritual beings in a human body. Our goal would be to really accelerate our ascension and to raise the vibration and really collaborate with others and the universe in a way that right now we might not be able to because of some of the obstacles that are cropping up based on our own personal name. So this would be a way to really align our values and our virtues more in alignment and collaboration with higher consciousness.
Yeah. Very much so. Very much so.
Beautiful. Well, let's do this. So there's some really, really wonderful options there. I'm going to go to the phones right now, and we want to go ahead and let me go ahead and take a live caller. And I know there's people that have been waiting a while, and then we'll get to some questions. So if you're in Haddon Heights, New Jersey, and your phone number ends in 7500, and if you're with us, then you're live. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I kind of wondered what to do because I do have a sense of a lot of what you were talking about with the packages. I have a dislike of my first name, so I go by my middle name. Funny that I saw your thing about H's because my middle name has an H on the end, but it's not supposed to be pronounced, and I actually don't even like it there. And
your intuition is kicking in already. Your intuition is very strong. Yes.
Yeah. But I wondered how you can help somebody if, like, there's also a sense of guilt. Like, I have, my name is Lisbeth. My middle name is Lisbeth. And I have for many years thought about getting it changed to Lisette because it, it was given to me by my Danish mother, and the way the name is actually supposed to be pronounced is Lisbeth. But there's like guilt with that too. Do you work with that too? Like a guilt comes around changing names and would it help? Does anyone ever take their grandparents' last name instead of going back to their maiden name? That has popped up in my head too.
You don't necessarily have to keep with names that are related to physical bodies of families on this planet, because you might have found in your last incarnation you weren't with the Jones family, you were the Smith family, and so on and so on. It's all about what makes you feel comfortable. And it obviously is quite a long process. It's not something that we just knock out in a couple of hours. We are bouncing ideas around for days, weeks. I've had some clients where it takes 3 months before we actually come up with the final combination. So there's lots of groundwork. And sure, there are lots of suggestions that I will give you. I will give you suggestions that go in a certain numerical order, as far as suggestions of names that could be good for you. And sometimes people go, hey, that's a really unusual name. I actually like that. And it starts the ball rolling. So at the end of the day, this is all about you. You are number one. You can't help anybody else in this life if you're not strong, if you're not feeling powerful, empowered. You know, so this is about you rising up, taking control of your life, taking control of your destiny. And if you have names that are working against you, it's just going to slow your progress. But we have this information. And as I said, it's no accident that you're listening in today. It's no accident we're having this conversation. You have an opportunity, and you can say, well, let me start with a name analysis because I really need to know more about the system. And then you can always come back and you can upgrade for the name change. And so it basically starts with a name analysis. Let's find out exactly what you've got going on. And during that process, you'll start to learn more about the system. And when you understand how the basics work from the names that you have now, if we then start to work together to come up with a new combination of new names for you, you're already partway there. You understand how it all works. So that is very, very essential to work together, because you have to understand when I'm giving you these suggestions that wouldn't really be the best way to go. But if we spell it this way or the different, exactly the same as the same as Amy, A-M-Y, well, as you've already seen, and as I said to Ian, he has the why. It brings 7 years of success into your life. And with the George Clooney, it brings 7 years of success. The A lasts for 1 year. The M lasts for 4 years. So that's 5 years. And then the Y for 7 years. So if your name is Amy, A-M-Y, you've automatically got 7 out of 12 years with a positive letter that's helping to clear that pathway and bring good things into your life. So sounds a little bit complex. This is a lot of information to take in a short space of time. But there are some people who say, yep, I want to change my name, so let's just do it. And some people say, well, let's start with the name analysis. So it's your choice. This is all about you.
And do you include nicknames if somebody, I know it's not a legal name, but if somebody was sort of dubbed with that almost right away at birth?
Nicknames don't usually hold any strength with this system. This system is very different to numerology. This is all about the documentation. For example, if you take an author of a best-selling book and he has a pen name, well, if that book sells thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of copies, that name is going to be documented all around the world. When you take, for example, celebrities, like, for example, Jay-Z, the wife of Beyonce, his real name is Sean Corey Carter. And he's never legally changed his names. Sean Corey Carter gives him a very good business head. The guy is really smart when it comes to business, but he took on the nickname Jay-Z. Well, if you've already been through some of these letters, you'll know that they're all positive letters. They're very, very positive letters. Because of massive documentation, Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that, Jay-Z on record labels, billboard posters, everywhere you go on TV, you know, Jay-Z has become an additional name. It's like he's almost married Mr. Jay-Z and taken the name Jay-Z and added it to his existing name. So heavy documentation, yes. In the case of Jay-Z, wow, it's no wonder the guy's a billionaire. He's got all these positive letters that are assisting his business names that he had from birth. So nicknames, no, generally they don't really hold any weight, but a nickname might be something that you really want to have as a real name. So we look into that. We do the considerations on the name that you perhaps feel comfortable with, and if it doesn't quite match up as far as the numbers we're looking for using the system, sometimes just changing the spelling. A-M-I, A-M-Y. Totally different personalities, but the Y brings 7 years of success. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Much love to you. Okay. Yeah, and the other thing is, of course, that this also takes into consideration your birth date. Otherwise, we'll all be calling ourselves Jay-Z if we wanted billions of dollars,
yeah.
which is not in everyone's you know, sole purpose to be a billionaire. But yeah, there's other things that come into this that factor in. So let's go to Rachel from Australia. Rachel, you're on live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Leon.
How are you? Good to hear
Hello,
you.
Hello, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this call. You've got lots of great information in here. So just looking at the packages and how that works, I think for me personally, and this might help others, I don't know, I have my birth name with my father's surname that I've never liked, and then my married name, who, interesting enough, I have a beautiful relationship with my ex-husband. You know, we're deep friends, lots of care between us, but I didn't actually take his surname until we got divorced, which is a funny dynamics. And I haven't taken it legally. It's all my email, my Facebook, that kind of thing is just an intuitive
right.
change that I took.
Okay. So it's not on your passport, your driver's license,
no,
your tax returns?
No, all of that. But
okay.
I am thinking about changing it. But again, you know, it's a big process. It's a financial process. Like my passport still has however many years left on it, you know, that thing. So it is
yeah.
something that I've been looking to do. But at the same time, you know, now we're actually divorced as well. My son has
right.
his name. So yeah, there's
sure.
that. So would those questions all be answered in your initial package?
What I would suggest is you start with the name analysis, because I'm quite happy to add that husband's name into the configuration so that you can see what it would produce if you were to legally change to that name. And you can also see that it might not work in your favor. Now, it might work very well for your son, but it might not work well for you, or vice versa, because it's about the balance of all of your names, not just one name. And there's two personalities for each name. So it gets pretty complex when you first look at it. But once you start to see how everything falls into place, it's like, yeah, I understand that. Okay, yeah, you know what? I am going to take his name. So it starts with a name analysis, which is very, very in-depth. And whether you take his name or you don't, or you stay with the names you have, or whatever you want to do, when you've got the name analysis, you can see exactly what's been going on from birth to the present day and what the projections are for the future from your names.
So So yeah. That would come into the timing of the marriage certificate. What about things like, you know, where it's, I've already using it as the email or I'm using it as the Facebook. Those things aren't considered to be a platform that would have any.
Not really, to be quite honest. I mean, once again, this is also to a degree, it's linked up with the power of intention. I mean, your personal power of intention, if this is you saying, yes, I really want this, I command this, this is what I want in my life, the power of intention is very, very strong. And some people, just with the power of intention, can start to pick up a resonance. I'm not saying they get the full impact. They get a resonance. They get a little bit of the vibration is actually kicking in just because of their power of intention being so strong. But generally speaking, this whole system, it's all based around documentation. So it's okay. And
well, this
and
is, this is, yeah, this is
and as crazy exactly. And as crazy as it might seem, you might say, well, I'm not in South America or China where they have two last names, the mother's name, the father's name. So why are you even including my mother's maiden name in this name analysis? Well, you come from the energy of two people, your mother and your father. You've got DNA, chromosomes, all sorts of stuff from your mother and your father. And your mother's maiden name in 99% of cases is documented on the birth certificate. Even if she was married to your father and they were Mr. and Mrs. Smith and her former name was Jones, it'll say mother with the first and the name Smith and then nay Jones. So your mother's maiden name is also documented on your birth certificate. And you don't use it, but it is carrying weight. It's carrying a very strong impact. So sometimes we even do a name change where we're just erasing out the mother's maiden name and playing with a middle name that you don't even use. And kapow, you got the magic formula where it clears the pathway for you. You keep your first name, you keep the last name or the name that you want, and it basically it sets you free. Removes those obstacles. And again, please look at the testimonials. I mean, there's a lot more testimonials that I have, but obviously Ian couldn't post up hundreds. There are a lot of people over the years that have come to me either for a name analysis or for a name change or creating baby names, and it's just amazing how much of an influence your names really have.
I'm really excited to start with the name analysis. I think that's, you know, it's going to, and it'll bring clarity around whether it's even right to go forward with that legal change. The other question I had in that first, in that first analysis, will it be clear about whether or not using your personal name for your website or choosing a business name? Like, and then we can obviously go down the business path about looking at the name, but will it be clear whether using your personal name is right for your business page?
Yes, obviously if you're having a name analysis, then obviously I'll get to see everything you've got going on there. I'll actually, in some ways, I'll know more about your life than you know about yourself. No, I'm joking. but when we're having our, at the end of the day, there is no time limit on the consultation. It usually runs for about an hour. Sometimes it's an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm not watching the clock. It's about answering all of your questions. So if you start to have questions about, should I use this name for business? I can tell you straight away. It takes me 30 seconds because I've already done the calculations. I can say, yes, that would be a good name to have. Or, no, well, it would, but you perhaps need to have something in front of it or something after it. I mean, it's all about the balance. It's all about the balance. So, yeah, I can answer lots of questions.
Yeah,
you know, but
I'm
it's
really,
not as. Yeah.
I'm really.
As far
really
as excited. A.
I think
it starts with the name analysis and then the business names. I can go into a discussion with you, but to actually start running again all the calculations, because we're not just talking about one name. It's the actual trading name, the registered trading name of the business, your website name, your primary email address, and then if you want me to include the Facebook page or Instagram or whatever it is, I can do all that all within the whole thing. But obviously, that can't be done in 30 minutes on a phone conversation. But I can discuss it with you and give you some pointers so you can make a decision. Hey, should I go back to Ian and see if I can get the business name package, in which case, yeah, great, great.
Oh, well,
start with the name. Start with the name analysis.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks, Ian. This has been a great call. Thank you, Leon. I'm signing up.
Yep. I mean, Rachel. Hello. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Good. All right. Wonderful. All right. So we've come to the end of this. It's been a great show. So I think that was a great way to end, Rachel, by saying it's been a great show. There's been so much amazing information that has been shared here with everyone. And so, you know, Leon, what I'd like to do is if you could just, you know, think back to some clients that you've worked with and just weave that into a summary for us. As, you know, if we're a community of spiritual seeker or spiritual people who are looking to really raise our consciousness and our frequency and our vibration, can you just summarize for us how changing our name can really help us on that path?
Well, name change, once again, it's possibly, because I don't know who is listening in, it's possibly for only about 50% of the people listening in. The name analysis is the key one, which is so important. And everybody should really have a name analysis because it gives you all this new information. And information is key. If you want to advance, if you want to go up to the next level, the more information, the more knowledge you have, the more it resonates with you and takes you to those places. So it does start with a name analysis. And then from there, once you've gathered all that information, you can then say, well, hey, I want to go to the next level again. I want to ascend up even further up this ladder of life, because that's what life is all about. It's about going up a ladder. Sometimes there's a couple of rungs which are broken, and it's harder to get at that next level. And the great thing with a name analysis, it shows you your strengths, it shows you your weaknesses, it shows you the good times within your events chart, it shows you maybe the not so good times. You know, just because there's a forecast of thunderstorms for the rest of the week, do you stay at home? No, you don't. If you're smart, you'll leave the house but take an umbrella. And if, only if it does rain, you pop up the umbrella, and guess what? You don't get wet. Now, obviously, if your names are showing just thunderstorms and thunderstorms and more thunderstorms, and it's just like, ugh, I need to move to a different part of the world where there's no thunderstorms. Well, you can. You can do a name change and name modification. So it's all about you being comfortable with where you need to be and what you want to achieve in your life. So, yes, it does. 9 times out of 10, it starts with a name analysis. Let's see what you've got. And when you understand why certain things have been happening at certain years in your life, you can say, hey, this was fantastic. You know, I went through some bad times, but maybe it's made me a stronger, better person. But I need less stress in my life. I need less worry, anxiety. And these little health issues that I've got going on as well, I need to get rid of all that. And you can with a name change. So it's down to the end. Always down to the individual, and I always work with the individual. And I'm the first one to actually say to people, you don't really need a name change. You've now got this information. You can use it to your advantage.
Use it as the long-term weather forecast. You know, it's an event map. It's a map of your future in a sense, right?
Exactly. It is literally a map. I could go on giving examples that I've had from clients. Some even when their chart's predicting something negative. And it actually was negative, but it actually turned around, and she came back to me and thanked me because it turned out to be a positive result. She actually learned another lesson that she had to go through. But then after that, she came back to me and said, I've learned enough lessons on the negative side. I now want to get ahead. And she came back to me and she changed her names. Three or four years after the name analysis, she had the name analysis. She saw what was coming. It happened. It all happened. She was kind of glad in some ways that it did, because it made her a stronger person. But then she said, I'm ready for a change.
Mm-hmm.
This name system, it is real. It is not a hokey pokey theory. And as we said at the beginning of the show, this has been kicking around for thousands of years, but it has been kept for the most the secret. There's a lot of people out there don't want the general population to know about all this because, well, we're not going to get into conspiracy theory stuff, you know, but it is very, very powerful. And if you want to make a change, here is another tool that you can add to your tool chest. And if you want to rise up and ascend and get to the next level, you can. So
beautiful. And then while we're
basically starts with the name analysis. Yeah.
Yeah. While we're in human form, we can improve so many aspects of our life, because let's face it, we are in human form and we do have day-to-day troubles and challenges and things that crop up. And if we can make improvements to make our life less abrasive, shall we say, then
yeah.
Why wouldn't we do that? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't we do that? And what I love about this as well, Leon, is that it's a one-time thing. You did mention that, but we don't have to go back to you and back to you and back to you. You know, once you have your forecast and your events in front of you, you actually have your roadmap and your map of your upcoming life. And you can make the adjustments and you can bring that awareness into the things that are going to happen in your life so that you can handle them differently because you have that awareness.
Yeah. And I know I keep on repeating this over and over, but please do read the testimonials. There's a lot of testimonials that you put on that page, Ian. Thank you. And that just gives you examples of people from all different walks of life. There are some who reverted back to their maiden name because they were divorced, or some kept it, and some people just said, hey, I need to do a name change or a name modification. And when they did, there's reviews on there talking about how even within 3 months, a husband said to his wife, wow, you're really shifting and changing. You're becoming a different person. It actually creates a shift, and it grows and it grows and it grows. It can start from the very beginning, the first week, and even after 3 or 4 years, there's still shifts and changes coming in. It can actually go on for several years until you reach the full fruition and become exactly the person that you were meant to be. And like I said, there's no accidents in life. It's no accidents that you have the names that you have right now. And it was for a reason. But if you have a name analysis and say, well, hey, it's not so bad. There's some ups and downs. But you know what? Life would be boring if it was all just happy, happy, happy. I'm going to keep with these names, but I'm going to use this information. I know when the thunderstorms are coming, I'll take my umbrella. And I know when the sun is going to shine, so I'll get my sunglasses and go to the beach. On the other hand, you might say, enough is enough. Time for change. And it's not always about doing this, you know, Leon G. Paley Zonamiari. I wasn't born Leon G. Paley Zonamiari. I had kind of regular but unusual names.
Yeah.
I did go overboard. I did go overboard, I must admit, because I wanted to prove to myself the system worked. Yeah. But
well, you know, you knew the system, so you picked the names that would benefit. Yeah, well, good for you.
But, however, I haven't mentioned this very, very quickly. I had an alcohol problem from the age of 15. I was a heavy drinker, a binge drinker, and I could never totally kick the habit. I was also, I thought I'd been born today, they'd have diagnosed me as bipolar. I had introvert and extrovert coming from my names. And as soon as I did the legal documented name change, within a matter of 3 weeks, I started to lose that desire for alcohol. I didn't like an alcohol buzz, and I kicked the habit. Today, I enjoy having a couple of beers, but I don't want to have, you know, 4, 5, 6 beers or drink half a bottle of vodka anymore before I leave the house. No, 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 no. That's gone. That all shifted with the name change. Now I don't have this introvert, extrovert, pushing and pulling, tugging, bipolar, unpredictable. It's gone. All my friends around me say, don't understand this name thing, and, you know, but hey, you've changed. You've changed. You're much more, you know, cool, calm, relaxed, sociable, you know, kind, loving. And it was my name change. And I've done the same thing for a lot of people, a lot of people. So I can see that time, the clock is ticking by, and I'm going way over schedule, Ian. I'm sorry. But does that
no,
it's obviously
fun. No, don't apologize. No, the information is coming through.
There's
the information is coming through.
About. Yeah. I mean, for example, on the health side, the areas of health is like lungs, breathing, the brain, fevers, headaches, the throat area, blood circulation, liver, gallbladder, heart, digestion, stomach, and also covers things like rape and murder and suicide, suicidal tendencies. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then on the mental aspect, the mental nerves. Some people, they can't sleep at night. They have insomnia because of their names. Their names are creating too much mental energy bouncing around inside their head. If they don't burn it up before they get to bed, they don't get a good night's sleep. It's just incredible how much information comes from this system. And I am blessed. I am blessed to have come across this about 10 years ago. I'm blessed. But it was part of my destiny, part of my path, because, this is my 72nd incarnation in a human body, and it is potentially my last. And I've done a lot of negative things in some of my previous lives. I've gone through many, many past life regressions. I've been back through most of my lives. And this is my life where you said, you know, you and lots of the people that come on this show, it's about making things right. It's about sharing. It's about giving. Well, I am balancing my past life negative karma. Today, what do? I help people. Mm-hmm. Look at the testimonials. I've helped hundreds of people with this simple, crazy little thing called names.
Well, thank you so
your
much
name's
for being
influence
on the show.
Your life. Yeah. Thank you, Ian. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, of course. It's been a pleasure. And I really suggest to everyone that this is a service that you will not regret. It's wonderful. There's a lot of documentation that you get, and you can go through year 1 to year 99, and it's all in color, and you get to see the different colors, and you get to see how everything maps out and what all the letters mean. And then Leon will take you through and explain everything to you, and you'll get the recording of that. So it's definitely something that I suggest. You know, I've had it done. I've had a session with Leon personally, and I've saved all the information, and it's been helpful to me. So I suggest to everyone, even if you're just curious about your name, you know, have the analysis, at least have the analysis and get a baseline, get a sense. Are you in the top 10%? Are you in the bottom 10%? And of course, I'm using air quotes right now because everything's relative. But, you know, is your life super, super challenging? You know, just knowing, are you in the bottom 40%, that, you know, the top 40%? Where are you? Could you really benefit from a name change? Maybe it's just a tweak. Maybe it's not a full name change. Or maybe you just want to see what the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years of your life looks like. Some people want to know, others don't. But if you are curious, this information, it is a science. And Leon's going to present it in a way that you'll be able to understand it. Sometimes if you look at the chart, you can't, you know, you look at it and go, oh, I can't understand that. But once Leon shows you, it actually becomes really clear. So I suggest to you and actually recommend that this is something that you do for yourself and maybe for others as well who may be having challenges in their life. So I highly suggest this, at least having the name analysis. It's something that you won't regret. you won't regret. It's a wonderful, wonderful service and offering. And Leon spends a lot of time with you. You know, he mentioned this, but sometimes he goes, more often than not, he goes longer. So you're definitely going to get wonderful value and great information. So with that, Leon, again, thank you again for being here, for kicking off the wisdom show, for bringing in the ancient wisdom of those who have gone before and sharing it with the community. We truly appreciate you being here and sharing with us tonight. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Beautiful. And to all you beautiful shining lights who are here listening, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being part of the community. We're here for you. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun, all the ancient ones who are here, who have actually brought us together to share so we can integrate this information and we can raise our level of consciousness and increase our vibration and our frequency. So we thank you to thank you all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. So we'll see you again. Much love to you all. Bye now.